Yerushalmi, Trimois, corresponding to Bavli, Chulin, Daf Nun Beis. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Gimel Amad Aleph at the top of the page. Atem Prat Latoim Eschena Shaloi. The Brisa taught that the word you also excluded separating Trimois for someone else. Ma'at Avidle, Katoim Eschena Shaloi, or Katoim Es Shel Chaveiroi. The Gemara asks, well, is the main reason because it's not his or because it belongs to his friend? And the Gemara should say, Mai Beinei Hoin, Hivkir Kerov. The Talmud should say, "V'chaza v'zachabai inta avdina katoim es sheina shelo'i en trumas ha'truma inta avdina katoim es shel chaveiroi trumas ha'truma." Where would there make a difference if he declared his pal ownerless and then reacquired it, having separated truma when it was ownerless? If it must be his, it's not truma. If it should not belong to his friend, then it is truma. Yishmeni min ador ganav trumas hekdush va'ochla meshalam shnei chomashim v'keren echad shein behekdush tashlumi kefel. We can suggest an answer from a later Mishnah that taught that if a person stole truma of hekdesh and ate it, he must pay 2/5 extra, that means one for truma and one for hekdesh, and the principal as well, but a thief does not pay double payment to hekdesh. Now, manu toyim, loy givba, hawe toyim es shena shaloi, bad amal trumasoi truma, hawe leif tama, deloy katoim es shel chaveiroi. So the Gemara asked, well, who separated the Truma in that case? Wasn't it the temple treasurer who was separating from something that didn't belong to him? And this shows that the Torah is only particular that it doesn't belong to another person. Oinema manhu toyim, it should say koyen jehikdish Truma. And the Gemara rejects that, no. What was the case there of Truma of Hegdish? A koyen consecrated his Truma. Vatani Rabbi Hoshua Echad Hamakdish Tivloi Echad Hamakdish Trumasoi. Well, the Gemara asked, well, Rabbi Hoshua taught in a Baisa that both a Yisrael who consecrates his Tevel and a Kohen who consecrates his Truma, since it's become Hekdush, it's the temple treasurer who will be separating the Truma from the Tevel. Amav Idi Givba Kamandi Inun Baalim. And Rabbi Idi answered that that's because the treasurer is considered to be the owner. Udiloik Rabbi Yosi Omar Hu Hagivba Hu Acher. And this is unlike Rabbi Yosi, who said that the treasurer is considered to be like another person. Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Yasser, Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem, Rabbi Yanai, Atem, Gam Atem, L'Rabbois Shulchachem, Ma Atem B'nei Brith, Af Shulchem B'nei Brith, Atem Oisim Shliach, Ve'en Agoy Oise Shliach. Now Rabbi Zeira, from Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Yosser, Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Yanai, said that instead of saying you, the Pasuk says also you. And we learn from this that it includes your agent. Just as you are Jewish, so too your agent must be Jewish. You are able to appoint an agent to separate Truma, but a Gentile cannot appoint an agent. And the Gemara now clarifies the meaning of this. Rabbi Yosi Sava Meima, Ena Goy Oise Shliach, but Goy Ache, Chaveiroi, Hab Yisrael Oise. Rabbi Yosi thought that it means that a Gentile cannot appoint another Gentile as an agent, but he could appoint a Jew. Amalei Rabbi Zeira, Minei Minei, Atem Oisem Shliach, Voloi Bisol, Utakavasor, Ena Goy Oise Shliach, Afile Bisol. Rabbi Zeira rejects it. He says that the pasuk itself disproves that you can appoint an agent. Isn't it referring to a Jew becoming an agent? Similarly, when the pasuk teaches that a Gentile cannot appoint an agent, it even refers to him appointing a Jew. Heisu Rabbi Hoshea v'hamas nisa mesayel le Rabbi Yosi, should say amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel u'ma im yutzeh hagoy hazeh shelo yitroim pei roisav ein atoyim hayemotza toram. Rabbi Yosi rejects it. He says that a brisa supports Rabbi Yosi that a Gentile can appoint a Jew as his agent, because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, if a Jew received a field from a Gentile for sharecropping, if this Gentile would wish not to separate Truma from his produce, he may do so. So the Jew would need consent from the Gentile before he separates. And this implies that if it was known that the Gentile wishes to separate, the Jew could do it for him. Rabbi Abba, Amar, B'mamin, Al-Yadu, Rabbi Abba rejects it. He says, no, really, a Gentile cannot appoint a Jew as an agent. Here the Brisa is referring to when the Gentile guides the Jew's hands.